This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. On Thread, of course, My Rights versus Your Rights, which has slowed down a bit, and I've been neglecting because of, oh my gosh, Serpo. All right, forget it. I'm back to my own thread. How much is this doggy? And Mr. Whoopi have brought up some very good points as of late. And so I'm going to ramble just on a lot of things that occurred to me as I've listened to the past couple of podcasts. First of all, I originally started this thinking that there was a conflict between political correctness and freedom of speech. And at this point, I'm wondering, has political correctness usurped freedom of speech? And I think a few of you have already said yes, in the sense that they cannot coexist. We would have to say yes. I personally have always been more offended by freedom of speech than political correctness. Because, as How Much Is This Doggy has brought up, of the fact of we've lost polite conversation. Now, I think that we were tricked into thinking that political correctness would bring us back towards polite conversation. Gee, you could use PC for either one of those, couldn't you? Political correctness, polite conversation. Interesting. But, okay, political correctness has not done that. Freedom of speech can lead to serious offensiveness. There has to be limits in polite society for polite conversation. But, as Mr. Whoopi pointed out, we have been chipped. I think he's right. We have been chipped. I agree. The real problem is that as you bring these new perspectives into the situation, you're going to have the challengers. They're out there. They're using the courts. They're constantly. It's almost political correctness has almost given more fuel to the fire for what I feel are mostly frivolous lawsuits. Freedom of speech is very important, that we should be able to say anything that we personally feel. And quite frankly, even when you're offending me, if you want to say what you're saying, I appreciate that because you are identifying to me whether or not I agree with you, how I'm going to perceive you. Go right ahead and tell me all about what you think. You're doing me a favor, letting me know where you stand. As long as it stays out of the courts. You know what? It has to stay out of the courts. The whole issue, political correctness, freedom of speech, has to stay out of the courts, because that's when it's going too far. When did it start? And how much is the doggy? You brought up that it started back with the gender issue, which I find very interesting for a couple of reasons. Number one, because in my memory, I think you're right. And it's making me wonder, women being the gender that has the power to spread the word, were we sucked into something here? You know, freedom of speech, but you can't say that. Okay, it did start, and you actually mentioned that it was funny in the beginning. Well, I didn't find it funny in the beginning. I was young. I was a young woman. It wasn't funny to me. But in the beginning, I bought into it. For some reason, as I grew older, freedom of speech. Well, political correctness became less important to me in terms of the gender issue. And I'll give an example. I sat on a town board, actually very little town, almost a small-minded town. I don't care if any of you from my old hometown hear me say this. I'm going to say it. You are a small-minded town. But the traditional way to address a council person, I hate that term. You know, originally it was a councilman. This particular little town had active women well, decades beyond me. But at the time, I was the only female in any position in government. So, okay, councilman is inappropriate in my case. So we should all be council people. The council person, blank, my last name. Okay, you know what? I don't like that. I was councilwoman. I want to be identified as what I am. Political correctness is taking that away from me. I made a point of identifying myself as councilwoman, not councilperson. And I had no problem with the other members identifying themselves as councilmen. So if we go back to the origins, if the origins are in fact were first based on the gender issues, I think that was a total ripoff. Saying this now at my age, but you know, I mean, it was quite a while ago that I was sitting there. And no, when it came to the difference between, you know, from day one, actually, the term Ms. bothered me. No, I am Mrs. I am, if I'm married, I'm Miss if I'm not. I want to be identified as what I am. I mean, I never understood not wanting to be identified as exactly what I was. Okay, so I'm rambling on and on about this whole thing. If it goes back to the gender, if it started with the gender issue, I think the gender issue was a ripoff, number one. Because I'd be more proud to say woman than person. Being a woman, I don't want to certainly be in this instance, a council man, because I'm not, but I have no problem saying I am the woman. Hear me roar? Ha ha. I don't know why I just threw that in. All right, getting off topic. Freedom of speech, but you can't say that. That's the problem with political correctness. Freedom of speech has been around from the beginning in the U.S. From, you know, and it's meant to give you the ability to criticize per your perspective without landing in trouble for it. That's the point. But all of a sudden, after, 200 years, you have freedom of speech, but you can't say that. That's a problem. They're not coexisting. And then, finally, this is getting long, but I want to bring up this point as I ramble along here. What is happening to this generation of children being raised in political correctness? They're being used, an entire generation, because what I see, the most of the local articles that I see coming out that where political correctness is an issue, it's coming out in the schools. You know, the town board has decided, excuse me, the school board has decided that we will not do this or say that because it may offend. The children are being ingrained with political correctness. And quite frankly, this may not be a good thing. Getting back to polite conversation when it comes to the children, another thing that we're drilling them with political correctness, we are also drilling them with freedom of speech from a very young age. And this may or may not be a good thing. I just want to bring this up because I find it interesting. When I was a child, I was taught to respect my elders. You didn't just walk up to someone and blurt out your opinion if you were of a certain age, if you were a child. You know, you waited for the adult to address you. You would never say anything rude to them. This is gone. I don't see this anymore. It's very rare. Actually, you see it a little more down here in the south of the U.S. than I did up in New York. But I'm going to give you an example. There was a situation at one point where I was on one side of an issue publicly, and there was a group organized against me. After a particular meeting, I'm standing outside having a cigarette. Yes, I'm a smoker. I'm ashamed of it. That's another thing that's we've all lost our rights about. But what I was faced with was the child of one of the people who opposed me politically walked up to the steps, got right in my face, about 8 years old, and said, "Smoking is bad for you, and you're an idiot for doing it." Okay, you know what? He might be right. But all I thought was, actually, I said it to him, "Excuse me, apparently your parents have taught you no manners. That was rude, and that may be worse than what I'm doing." So, the children are being used on both sides of this. They're being raised very differently than when I was raised with freedom of speech from the get-go. Use it. Go, go, go. And then they're also being ingrained with this political correctness, and these two things do not coexist. And it will be interesting to see how they wrap their minds around it as they grow older under the circumstances. But anyway, okay, way too long here, babbling on. Just putting out some more thoughts for discussion, and I'll end it for now. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.